The day after the presidential election, Missouri Secretary of State's office published a list indicating how many voters came out to the polls. The list gives numbers all the way down to a county level, and statewide it estimates voter turnout at 65.7%. That statewide figure is calculated based on the number of registered voters and votes cast. John Petrosic is a professor at MU. He says that method of counting voters doesn't accurately record the percentage of the total population that votes.
So when you report a turnout rate just based on the registered voters, you've artificially inflated the proportion of us who are voting because you have deleted the 20% who don't register.
Petrosic says problems with using the lists of registered voters can creep in when people move or die, and then they're not taken off the lists of registered voters.
Now, it's not a social catastrophe.
Petrosic says he's not that concerned with making sure the count of registered voters is accurate, because he thinks there are better ways to measure voter turnout. He favors using the voting eligible population. That figure is calculated by taking the population of Missourians who are old enough to vote and then adjusting it for people who can't vote. For example, non-citizens or ineligible felons, depending on state law. It doesn't have anything to do with who registers to vote. And Petrosic says from an academic point of view, it makes sense. But it would take a significant amount of effort to actually run calculations like that.
Government doesn't seem to be too interested in it, and from an academic's point of view, we know what the numbers are, but no one's going to act on it, even if we were to figure out what it is. So there's no particular incentive to figure out what the real turnout rate is.
Petrosic says the amount of overestimation created with the registered voter participation count can vary depending on the type of election. But he says it's possible the actual percentage of Missourians who voted this year could be anywhere from 15 to 20% lower than what the Secretary of State's office reported. And that could mean that less than half of all eligible Missourians went out to the polls this election. Lucas Hudson, KBIA News.